Everyone makes mistakes. It's what we do in them, and especially after them, that makes all the difference. Here's insight from restaurateur Danny Meyer on how to turn mishaps into milestones. Hey, welcome to On My Walk, the reading podcast that helps you capture reading's aha moments and apply them to your life and leadership. Danny Meyer sets a table of ideas about hospitality and how to practice it. I listened to Meyer this past August at the Global Leadership Summit. I was impressed and I was intrigued, so I bought his book, Setting the Table, The Transforming Power of Hospitality in Business. And I got to tell you, I am so glad I did. Meyer is the founder and the CEO of the Union Square Hospitality Group, which operates a number of world-class restaurants, as well as the founder of Shake Shack, the popular burger chain. Now, his book posits the idea of enlightened hospitality, which means extending gracious hospitality, get this, to employees first, then to guests, the community, suppliers, and finally, investors. And while his focus is on the hospitality industry, I mean, I'm listening to him and I'm reading him and saying these ideas are for any organization or anyone who wants to learn how to deliver exceptional people-oriented service. Hence his subtitle, The Transforming Power of Hospitality in Business. Now, I got to tell you, I could podcast all week long from this book. It is that good. But I wanted to give you a taste of his insight when it comes to making mistakes. Now, I don't need a lot of setup here because most of us, we're kind of all stars at mishaps. So give a listen to what he has to say. This is from his chapter, The Road to Success is Paved with Mistakes Well Handled.
The style with which a company addresses mistakes can define its heart, soul, and success. In our restaurants, we've experienced all kinds of mistakes, mishaps, and adversity. Once a large dried floral arrangement caught fire in the dining room with flames shooting 10 feet high. We've survived electrical failures and flooding. We've called EMS units after guests have passed out in the middle of the dining room. We've seen a mouse run across a guest's white tablecloth and a beetle turn up in someone's salad. Back when we permitted smoking, a 2-inch cigar ash was actually flicked from the upstairs balcony down into someone's bowl of risotto at Union Square Cafe. A drunk man took his pants down and mooned our guests through the outside window of our front dining room. We've sent out our share of garments for quick dry cleaning when servers have accidentally spilled soup or drizzled olive oil on designer scarves hanging over the backs of chairs. But the worst mistake is not to figure out some way to end up in a better place after having made a mistake. We call that writing a great last chapter.
The worst mistake is not to figure out some way to end up in a better place after having made a mistake. Now that is wisdom. And Meyer calls that practice writing a great last chapter. And as he notes, and I'm quoting here, whatever mistake happened, happened. And the person on the receiving end will naturally want to tell anyone who's interested about it. So while we can't erase their experience, we can, hear this, we can write one last episode so that at least the story ends the way we want. And if we write a great one, well, we're going to earn a comeback victory with the guest. Now, I'd encourage you to pick up the book because on the very next page, Danny is going to give us his 5 A's for effectively addressing mistakes. It's good stuff. But for now, my aha moment is this. The worst mistake, after having made a mistake, is not to figure out some way to end up in a better place after that mistake. In other words, write a great last chapter. And I think that's sage advice for business, for marriage, for parenting. Have you blown it recently? Well, probably most of us have. What great last chapter can you write in that story? And that's my thought on my walk with Danny Meyer and Setting the Table, The Transforming Power of Hospitality in Business. And as always, The question I want to leave you with is this: what are you going to do with that thought on your walk through life today? Hey, let me encourage you to jump over to onmywalk.com. You know, I've got a goal this year of reading 100 plus books and having a review written of each one of the books that I've read. And we're well on our way to that, and so we're adding book reviews almost daily, sometimes a couple, three a day, to try to make sure we hit that goal. I'll do a summary of this year's readings at some point here before the end of the year, but I want to encourage you to stop over at onmywalk.com. You'll get a taste of some of the great reads that are out there and a little insight from reading those reviews.